Blog Talk Radio.
About it with your host, Pastor G.W. Chiva Porto, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. Oh, yes, beautiful day to be alive, the day after Christmas. We thank God for you, you, and you. Perhaps you're listening, perhaps you're not today. Maybe you're resting or playing with your toys, all right? My. What are you doing today? Yes. And this is a very important day today. Are you taking it back, whatever you got for Christmas? All right, think about it, you know, and I want you to give us a little nudge somewhere down the line. Give some nudge, you know. This is Christmas. And somebody let us know you hear us. Also, praise God. It looks like we're going to have a little difficulty today. Praise God. Amen. But nevertheless, I'm going to talk. Y'all will catch up with us after a while, right? God is good. And today is the day that you going to be blessed today. Yes, you are. Yeah, you had a good time, a nice feast. You don't have to cook that day. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. I know I had a nice feast. Yes, I did. And guess what? I got the oxtail. Isn't that something? Praise the Lord. Amen. Surprise. Yes. All right, here we go. We're going to go off into Sister Diane and pray right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. And Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for just blessing us this morning, waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind. Father, knowing, Lord, Father God, that no day is promised to us, Lord, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for allowing us, Lord, Father God, to wake up this morning, Lord. We give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness, Lord, Father, of all sin and those that we're praying for. Father, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. And Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the listeners yesterday, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the day that you give us yesterday of joy and laughter, Lord, Father, and love, Lord, Father. Father God, we take nothing and no one for granted, Lord, Father. And to you, Lord, Father, we give all the praise and all the glory. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of. And, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for just having your way in their lives right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask us to pray, Lord, as we touch and agree with the listeners, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just answering prayers right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father God, the Clemens family, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch them right now, Lord, Father. Go into their homes right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for more of you and less of them, Lord, Father. Father, praying right now, Lord, Father God, for their salvation right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father God, those that lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, we even pray for the Blyden Webb family, Lord, Father, and the loss of their family member yesterday, Lord, Father. Father, giving them also, Lord, Father God, comfort, Lord. Father, on that day, Lord, close to the holidays, on the holiday, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for sending your comforter to them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Rufus right now, Lord, Father. Touch his mind right now. Don't let him leave this earth and go into a Christless grave, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now for touching him right now. And, Father, those, Lord, Father God, that visit him, Lord, Father, touch them, Lord, Father. Father, that they may speak life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I hold before you Tracy, Lord, Father. Strengthen her as well, Lord, Father, as she continue to go through chemo, Lord, Father. Touch her right now, Lord, Father. Father, we come against, Lord, Father God, that spirit of cancer right now, Lord, Father. All those, Lord, that are going through chemo right now, Lord, Father. Touch them right now. Strengthen them. Strengthen their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father God, that they may be a support also, Lord, Father, as you continue to speak, Lord, Father God, through them, Lord, Father God, to their loved ones right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we praying right now also, Lord, Father God, for families, Lord, Father God, that have so much division and confusion within it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you to mend broken fences, Lord, Father God, broken relationships right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for continually touching Deacon Clark, Lord, Father. Father, continue to heal his body right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord. Father, I ask you to touch, Lord, Father God, and decrease, Lord, my apostle, my bishop, my deacon, right now, Lord, Father God, as you increase in them, touch this radio broadcast as we cover it under the blood, Father. Father, asking you to move in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We cancel the assignment right now, Lord, Father God, and render it null and void, Lord. Father, we ask you to show up and show out and just have your way right now, Lord. We thank you for healing and deliverance just being upon this line right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen again. God is good. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for all of us here today. You know, call your friends, call your enemies. Call them and let them know. Come on and listen. You never know what you may hear. Something good, something that you can use. Okay, here I go with the word. Finding God is not our greatest need. Rather, it is recognizing him in each of life's ever-present situations and then submitting to his will. Finding God is not our greatest need. Excuse me. Okay, let's start again. Finding God is not our greatest need. Rather, it is recognizing Him in each of life's ever-present situations and then submitting to His will. Okay? See, you got to submit to the will of the Father. Truly, you are here with you and you again today.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. I know the day looks like it's starting to be a little muggy today, but, you know, we'll get through it as usual, won't we? Amen. We thank God for Deacon Mike. And thank God for Bishop Porter somewhere. Praise God. Thank God for him. And we thank God for Sister Diane. And we thank God for who else? You. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Yes, we really do. Yes, we thank God for you. Are you going to participate today? You that are on today, you can participate today if you so like, and give your belated Christmas greetings. You know, some type of greeting or another you can give us. You can just say hi and wish us a happy new year with multiple blessings on it, too, because we're going to give you some blessings, too. Yes, we will. Just pray for us. My throat, this weather just ain't good for my throat, y'all. Yeah, so help me get over it, okay? Amen. All right. I'm gonna get that boost in a minute. I'll get it in just a minute. I got some wonderful preachers here. And this prayer boy, she'd love to lay her hands on me so that I don't call on her. I know why she'd do that, you know. Bless God. Hallelujah, Jesus. She gonna pray for my strength now. I'm gonna pray for her. She gonna pray for mine. Ain't God good? Lord, I tell you, people of today, isn't God people good today?
Yes, they are.
I tell you, now let me tell you. Now, I don't know if you got everything you wanted for Christmas. You know, we always take Christmas to be a wish book. You know, we don't think about serving the Lord, but we just be wishing, right? I wish I want this, I want that, but what you want from me? I want this. And most time we want stuff that we can't afford. You know, we always be wanting something we can't afford, isn't that right? And why is that? Because you believing in Santa Claus. You believing that Santa Claus can work a miracle, right? And give you that you don't, and maybe you don't even deserve it, you know. All you know is you want it. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Amen.
So all you do know is you want this and you want that. All the time, that's what we always want. Thank you, Jesus. And also, I don't know, you know, the less you have, the better off you are, probably so, isn't it? You know, and think about it, huh? Then you don't need to be so greedy anyway.
Amen.
You want everything everybody else got, you know?
And that be true.
Now, isn't that strange? We want everything somebody else, their house, their shoes, their car, you know, their jewelry, you know, their husband, their wife, you know. You want everything they got, and you got happiness, you joyful all the time. Somebody wants your joy.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Why you running looking at other things, material things, you know? And material things isn't everything. How about let's get some togetherness and harmony and peace amongst each other, huh? I see less peace and harmony. Somebody always got something crazy to say. you know, that ain't harmony, ain't peace, ain't make somebody happy or laugh. I like to see somebody laugh, you know, and just tickle a little fancy. You know, rile them up now and then, yeah, you know, but make them laugh anyhow. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And these are laughing more, well, most of us right here laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God for Deacon Mikey, and you're going to hear from him, and you're going to hear from Sister Diane, and we're going to hear from you. Butler, is there anybody you want to say something before we go on any further with some these people with all this word? Uh-huh. Then they come on now. You out there? Yes, yes. This is your opportunity. I mean, you can say what you got for Christmas, or that you blessed for Christmas. And, you know, I know everybody's blessed. Y'all really blessed. They're so blessed you can't talk. You done ate so much, huh? Mm-hmm. Still
Lord,
stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
Still stuff from last night, ain't you? I mean, yesterday, aren't you?
Couldn't be last night.
Well, it could have been last night. That's true, too.
Going back to the
Lord have mercy. I tell you, God is so good. I tell you, I'm going to just have to admit, I've had a wonderful, I can tell myself, and y'all don't want to talk about it. I tell God, just bless me. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I have a wonderful Christmas. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. It was nice. Both of them was nice. I don't know what's going to be the encore of New Year's. I'd probably be home and don't get no invite nowhere, huh? Praise God. God is just so good to us, you know. What can we do without him? Wouldn't you like to talk about how good he is today? Anybody? You know, you out there, you can talk about him. Come on, talk about it. Did Christmas bring you exercise bicycle? I don't know the name of them. Just exercise bicycle. Did you get one of those? What did you get? You get a horse. You got a horse. You want to ride a horse? Run around. Huh? That's good exercise, you know. Yes. And what's those things you hold in your hand? You walk and move them as you walk up and down the street. Get some weights. You got some weights, too? I know you're mad because somebody gave you weights, huh? Mm-hmm. Praise God. I'm just talking, you know. Maybe you want to talk about that for a few seconds, all right? Come on now. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. No, ain't God good. All right, y'all. I tell you, y'all, I don't know. Is God working for y'all? Hmm?
Amen.
And don't want to talk about how God is blessing you, and I don't want to give him praise. My. Well, I'm glad I'm not around you because you don't want to praise the Lord and glorify God because you'll be a real downer, you know. So what we do is, you know, praise the Lord anyhow, right? Amen. All right, I know. Glory to God. So, Miss D, do you want to start us off talking with us today? Oh, Mike, I want to. Okay, excuse me. Deacon Mike must be cranked up.
Praise the Lord. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas, a blessed Christmas. Still with us, full, intact. Okay? I'm going to come from you out of the book of Solomon. I'm going to start on the... let me give you the intro first. The Song of Solomon is a love song written by Solomon and abounding in metaphors and oriental imagery. Historically, it depicts the wooing and wedding of a shepherdess by King Solomon, and the joys and heartaches of wedded love. Allegorically, it pictures Israel as God's betrothed bride and the church as the bride of Christ. As human life finds its highest fulfillment in the love of man and woman, so spiritual life finds its highest fulfillment in the love of God for his people and Christ for his church. See, this is how we should be acting going into the new year. And this is what it's all about. It's with one another, and it's love for the church and for God, for Jesus. You know, we got a lot to be thankful for. We got a lot to look forward to. And this is the way it should be. We should have love and happiness in our heart. We should be ready to usher in the new year, usher in the word and the life of Christ. You know, it's a lot. Let me start with verse 1 in chapter 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of the mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Because of the Savior of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. I am black, but calmly, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Look not upon me, because I am black, because the sun have looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. Thou made me the keeper of the vineyard, but mine own vineyard have I not kept. Now, that's because you're too busy keeping others. But, you know, we all have things to do. We all have a point to make, and we all have a job to do in this in our consensus with Christ. You know, all of us got something to do. All of us we got to spread the love around. Number one, why is everybody running around angry at each other anyway? You know, and most of the time it's about nothing. You know, but this is the season to you're supposed to not go in the new year mad at anyone. You're supposed to go in the new year starting anew. Allegedly, you're supposed to put all that's in the past for the past year in the rear. You're supposed to move forward. You're supposed to. Matter of fact, why don't you start off the year with love? You know, in your heart. Let's not be a Debbie Downer. Let's not be like that. Let's all be and cherish life as it is. You know, as Solomon talking about, you know, because Solomon, the book of Solomon is pretty much like a love drama anyway, you know, toward Christ. But we need to take, words and pages from that to add it to our life. You know, I like verse 5 where he say, I am black, but calmly, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon, look not upon me, because I am black. Now, you know, we got a lot of that going on today as it is, so we got to be able to rise above a lot of these things. We got to be able to rise above everything that happens just about. But with the word of God and with Christ on our side, we should be able to overcome anything. But you got to believe and have faith that he'll do it, that he'll continue to do it for us, which he does. A lot of times we don't even recognize what Christ is doing for us, because our minds and our little hearts does not register what's going on. We so busy with animosity, jealousy, and everything else in our hearts till we don't see when Christ is blessing us. because we still got that anger and we got all that foolishness that's in our heads and our hearts. You know, we have to keep ourselves in order, because the new year, and as Bishop say, time is running out. You know, and every day you get a little older. Every week you're a little older. Every second you're a little older. So you should learn something. Think about it. You should learn something. My uncle used to say you can learn something new every day. And it's true if you open up your hearts and your mind. Now, whether it's good or bad, that's up to you to find out. Because ain't nobody breaking your arm, ain't nobody putting a gun to your head to do right, to love others. I know some people it's hard to love. Some people it's just that way, you know, but we got to honestly know that the devil has his people out here too. And they're here to drag us all down if we let them. So let's look at it as we all need to be in that, we need to be in the company of the Lord, and we need to be in the company of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, once the Holy Spirit gets a hold of you, you'll feel a lot better. You also won't be such a grouch. You'll be able to love each other and one another as it's supposed to be. You know, back in the old days, everybody used to tell if you was if you were saved or not, because you had that glow around you and you didn't mind letting people know about Christ. But that's where the world is falling short at now. People don't want people to let nobody know about Christ. Because maybe they're afraid, maybe they are embarrassed, because they don't want nobody to know. But still, we're coming into a new year. Let the people know what you stand for. You either stand for them or you stand against them. You can't straddle the fence these days. You cannot do that. You might have tried that way back, but the more time goes by, the shorter that fence getting. So we got to understand what's really happening and what's going on around us. Look around you. Look at the people. Look at people that's falling by the wayside. Look at people that's turning their back on God, and then things are happening. I know a lot of times y'all say, look at these people because they got this and they got that, but how miserable are they? Think about it. How miserable are they for real? Because they're shallow. That's what we got to look at, these shallow people that's around. Think about the people that's around you that smile, say they love you, but soon as push comes to shove, they go the other way on you. That ain't love. That's just being around you for necessity. But it's because something you can give them. You might be giving them love, affection. You might be telling them about God and Jesus and everybody else, telling them the right thing. They saying, yeah, I got you. That's what they're going to say. And then turn around and stab you in the back and tell them they ain't nothing but some Jesus freaks. You know, let's not worry about it. I think me and Bishop was talking about that before. Once you tell people about God and about Christ, it's off you. You know, they can't say that they didn't know because you told them. Now let's go in the new year to where we can spread the word to people. It doesn't matter how you do it, but just spread the word to people. Tell people that Jesus loves them. You never know how that helps a person. Oh, yeah. Because they might have been down and you don't know it. Because a lot of people got pride. They don't want nobody to know. You know, so let's start the new year with having a new attitude. See, that's the idea, having a new attitude, having a brighter look at life, having a brighter look at yourself and your fellow man. You know, because you got all these people going around with road rage and everything else. Why do you think this stuff is happening? Because the devil wants us to take each other out. And we so foolish, we fall into it. We cannot keep our emotions in check. That's where a lot of this comes in at. We can't keep our emotions in check. We can't learn how that the devil is using us. He's using us with all this anger and emotions and all of that, on emotions on that side. He's using us. He's making countries all over the world is got some kind of turmoil. They got some kind of strife going on. They got some kind of things that's going on. You know, this faction don't like that faction. And half the time, this stuff was going on for centuries, and by now, they don't even know what they're fighting for. But they just fighting. All they know is they don't like them. And that's the way their parents taught them, and the parents' parents taught them. So all this is being spread through generations. Don't you think it's time for somebody to put a halt to that? Mm-hmm. We're going into 2020. This ain't 1812. But we're going into 2020. Verse 6 say, look upon me. That's all you need to know. Look upon me. Be of good cheer. And when Jesus say, look upon me, we should be able to do that. We should be able to look upon him, open our arms, and smile. Say, Jesus, I love you. You know, that's what you do. You keep God in your heart. Keep him there. Don't try to get rid of him. Don't try to do that. Try to keep your composure. Because, you know, a lot of times people be around you just to make you upset. You know, the devil got people around you just to take you out of your rest. Take you out of your spiritual rest. But people fail to see this. These are the people you don't need to be around if they trying to take you out your spiritual rest all the time. You know, because a lot of people will tell you about, and they'll tell you different definitions of the word of God, and they don't even go to church nowhere. Don't even look at the Bible, won't even open it up. But they can tell you something about it. It's all wrong, but they can tell you about it. And when you tell them it's wrong, they don't want to hear it. They say that's what they've been knowing for years. I say, I don't know where you learned that from, but I think you better open your Bible up and read that again. You know, it's a lot of things that we run into over the course of life. It's a lot of things, especially out of the past, but we need to let that stuff go. Let that past go. Continue to be of good cheer. Continue to be of what the Lord has wanted you to do or wanted you to be. You know, see, a lot of times people run from what God got them to be. Let's not do that. Let's let God take over and Jesus do his thing. Because a lot of us don't even have a sense enough to not keeping your head up against the wall. Stop hitting your head up against the wall and take your time. Reach your arm out for Jesus. Talk to him. He'll answer you. Let's be kind to one another. You know, because a lot of times it's a lot of things that's going on There's a lot of things you can look outside. You can read the, you can look at the news, read the paper. You can read the paper and stuff online or whatever. But it's so much going on in the world today. It's really depressing sometimes. But if you look at it, I look at a lot of it. It's kind of funny to me. If you want what you call that, them type of shows. Yeah, reality shows. TV got more, life got more reality than they got because all the reality shows are scripted. They ain't really reality. Somebody wrote that stuff. So we need to look at that. Reality is reading these words in this Bible. That's reality. Reality is God pulling you out of the trouble you got yourself into. Reality is making sure your children can come up with God. Because right now, children do not come up with God. That's why so much stuff going on out there in the world, because these young people don't even know about church, and because their parents don't want them in church. Let's start a new year. Send them kids to Sunday school. Remember back in the old days, the kids used to go to Sunday school. The parents used to drop them off to Sunday school, and then the parents disappear. After Sunday school, they come back and pick them up. That's the way it used to be. But at least the kids knew about church and about God. At least they learned something. You know, forget about the crazy parents who say, my mom and my dad made me go to church, so I ain't going to do my kids that way. But you learned something when you got there. You learned right from wrong. You learned about Jesus. Let's not go in 2020 not knowing anything. Let's not go in 2020 not teaching our kids the way that God wanted us to be. Because it's a shame that so many young people are dying, shooting each other, no respect for life, no respect for nothing. That's because they got no kind of foundation. It's 2020. Give them children a foundation. You know, they way out the way now. I mean, and you can't tell now one of them nothing. You know, they know it all. I had to ask one, you 12 years old, what do you know about life? You know nothing. What you need to do is learn how to read and write before you start opening up your lips. You know, it's a lot going on that people don't want to acknowledge. They don't want to acknowledge that they raising kids that is so disrespectful. They'll know when these old people will take them out now, because they ain't got better sense either. But we got to look. 2020 is coming. Let's keep the confusion off. Let's keep all that animosity out of our hearts. Let's learn how to love. Let's learn how to be kind to one another. Let's learn it. Some people, I know y'all got it in you. Just let it come out. That's the point. Let it come out. Why are you holding it? Are you holding it in because you've been hurt before? You done had a broken heart? Get in line. All of us have. But you move on. Let it go. You know, I know some women out there want to kill the man, and some men out there want to kill the woman. You know, a lot of times you need to let that stuff go because it doesn't matter anymore. They don't want you. You don't want them. Hey, go your separate ways. Love one another. Go find you another love. That's all. Matter of fact, love Jesus. That'll take up your time. That'll fill the void in your heart. That's what we need to do. 2020 is coming up. Love one another. and try to love and put your hearts and your minds in God. His Bishop.
Yeah, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. 2020 is approaching us quick, fast, in a hurry. Man, we are winding down the year of 2019. And the Lord have brought us every step of the way. Praise God. Man, I want to thank God for this book, The Song of Songs. Why? Because the man of wisdom, praise God, Solomon, King Solomon, amen, is the writer, man of our text, praise the Lord. And there had been much debate over the meaning of this song, of this book. Some would say it's of God's love for Israel or of the church. Others say it is a story about a marriage life. And he broke that down. And I'm going to talk about it. And as Deacon Mike was ministering, amen, this is what come to me. But in reality, it is both a historical story with two layers of meaning. And I'm going to give both of them to you. On one level, we learn about love, marriage, and sex. Mm-hmm. On the other level, we see God overwhelming love for his people. Praise the Lord. See, as you read the Song of Songs, remember that you are loved by God. Can y'all remember that? Hmm? Come on, somebody. And his love, be loved by God, and we are committed. Commit yourself to seeing your life, sex, and marriage from his point of view, not yours. Hmm? Get out of self. Hmm? Let's look at it God's way, and I'm going to break it down. Number one, sex. Sex is God's gift to his creatures. He endorses sex, but it's restricted. It's expression to those committed to each other in marriage. Are y'all listening to me? Love, a relationship developed, the beauty and wonder of a romance unfolding between Solomon and his bride. The intense power of love affects the heart, mind, and body of the two lovers. Commitment. The power of love requires more than the language of feeling to protect it. Sexual expression is such an intimate part of our selfhood that we need the boundaries of marriage to safeguard our love. Are y'all listening to me? Marriage is the celebration of daily commitment to each other. Mm-hmm. Beauty. The two lovers praise the beauty. They see each other in each other. The language they use shows the mystery of the love. Praise should not be limited to physical beauty, beautiful personality, and morality. Purity should also be praised. And last, problems. So you're going to have some. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Over time, feeling of loneliness, indifference, and isolated come between Solomon and his bride. During those times, love grew cold and barren, was raised. See? Importance. See? To know, amen, that how God dealt with the marriage. See? And if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now because he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Am I right? Hmm? to tell of the love between King Solomon and his bride, to affirm the sanctity of marriage, and to picture God's love for his people. Oh, he loves you today. And he loves you with an everlasting love. Man, I see now why he said he's married to the backslider. See? A union. He said, in whom he put together, let no man do what? Put asunder. Am I right? Man, when God do it. But what's going on, a lot of folks are putting themselves together. See? Why are you married? Have you ever thought about it? What's the problem after you done been married over 15 or 20 or 25 years and then all of a sudden you get a divorce? What's wrong with that picture? And it's happening. And it's more happening so that people are in the church than out of the church. And I do believe it grieves our Lord and Savior heart. When you say that you are in him and you go in opposite directions. So Solomon here, praise God, is breaking it down. Praise God. In the very first couple of the chapters, how important it is. God wants sex to be motivated by love and commitment. Not lust. Are y'all listening to me? It is for mutual pleasure, not self-enjoyment. Are y'all listening? Talk about the importance. Okay? Because love is such a powerful expression of feeling and commitment between two people, it is not to be regarded casually. We are not to anticipate others than loving us. And love should not be prematurely encouraging in a relationship. Why romance keep a marriage interesting, commitment keeps romance from dwindling away and falling apart. The decision to commit yourself to your spouse, along being at the marriage altar, it must be maintained day by day. You're working on it. I mean, I know it's a process. You paint your house. Inside, outside. See? You cut your grass. Am I right? After a while in the house, things do get old. So what do? You have to go get new parts. Am I right? You're just going to not just let it just dribble away. If your pipe busts, you got to get a pipe. So as it is in the natural, amen, it's the same in the spirit. You work on it, praise God, to renew it. All right? Our love for someone make him or her appear beautiful to each other. As you consider marriage, don't just look for a physical attractiveness in a person. Look for the inner quality that don't fade with time. Spiritual commitment integrates system and security. Praise God. It's got to come from the inside. Now you see why God said he searches the heart, knows what's in the minds of your spirit. Ain't you glad about that? That we serve a God that know all about us? When others judge you, yes, and he say his way is not like man's way, neither his thoughts is like man's thoughts. Ain't you glad about that? through careful communication. Communication. Commitment and caring for each other. Three C's. Huh? And how many know that we need all three of them? So this is what Solomon, a man of godly wisdom, praise God, is talking about here. Lovers can be reconciled. Commitment can be renewed. Romance refreshing. Don't let walls come between you and your partner. Now, y'all listen. Take care of problems while they are still small. Huh? Don't let a mountain be made out of a molehill. Come on. Help me, somebody. Amen. We are living, amen, and Terry Dick and Mike, amen, and I think Apostle hit it the nail dead on the head. We're going in 2020, and she said 2020, and she brought it to 2020 vision. Praise God. Perfect eyesight. Your eye doctor say you have 2020 vision. Praise God. Amen. That means you don't need no glasses. Praise God. But thank God, amen, that if you have to wear glasses, because it gives you a better view of the things that you are looking at. It's not blurry. It's not cloudy. You'll be able to make out the long-distance reading, be able to see the signs that you're approaching on. See? So praise the Lord, amen. Thank God for 2020. And we want to forget about, amen, 2019. We want to shake it off, amen, because it's a done deal. Everything that you hadn't done up to this present moment as you listen to me, amen, there's nothing you can do about it. Praise God. It's over. It's, as the old folks used to say, it's water up under the bridge. Am I right? Praise God. Amen. You can woulda, coulda, shoulda, all you want, man. You cannot undo it. It's done. Praise God. So, shake it off. Praise God. And say, Lord. And you know what I found? That New Year's resolution, as they say, it don't last. Yeah, I'm going to lose weight. I think that may last maybe about a week or 3 days. Praise God. But, when you make a commitment to our Lord and our Savior, Lord, I want you, amen, to make me better. Praise the Lord. Amen. And mean it from the heart. Praise God. You want that fresh fire anointing from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. How many know that is just one baptism, but many refill it? And he said, you have not because you ask not. All you got to do is ask him. Say, Lord, fill me. Amen. With a fresh fire anointing. Praise God. Light my fire. Praise God. Amen. I want to go into the year of 2020. Amen. With that fresh oil, fresh fire. Amen. Oh, when God speaks, amen, we move. Praise God. Man, with that small, still voice. How many know God speaks only three ways? He's speaking to you now, amen, through his ministers. He speaks when you read the word of God for yourself in your devotion time. In that small, still voice. Am I right?
Amen.
One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. If you're looking for God to speak any other kind of way, it's an error. Praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there. Amen. Now, obeying his voice. So we want to be better listeners to that spiritual, in that spiritual realm. Praise God. Amen. Come out of the negative. Come out of the fleshly, man, and move. Amen, a little higher in 2020 into the spirit realm where God can do great things for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love describes the intimate details that feeling for each other and their loneliness to be together. Praise God. I was looking at something the other day. This couple had been married over 80-some years. 80-some years in marriage. Committed to one another. Redoing their vows. Praise God. And he was asking them how did they, amen, make it that long. Man, being committed ye with one another. But how many know that they couldn't do it without God? Man. Oh, you can do great things when God is in it. Because I heard him say, without me, you can do what? Nothing. Am I right? So he's always on time. How many know he's never late? He always turns a bad situation to make something good out of it. He'll turn a negative into a positive. And he's moving even as we speak. Because he says his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. And what I thank God for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, he said, what I do for one, I do for all. He have no respected person. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh. Solomon, praise God, he broke it down about the power of love and the sacredness of marriage. And this is what this song is all about. The Song of Solomon. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that today, amen, that, amen, God is in every area of our lives. Ain't it? See? In every area of our lives, the Song of Solomon. There had never been a man of wisdom on this earth, says Solomon. I got to have. And you know how he got it? Because he prayed and he asked the Lord, Lord, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to lead your people. Praise God. And you know what the Lord told him? He said, you didn't ask for riches and silver and gold. He said, I'm going to bless you with that. And everything else. How many know that we need to seek ye first the spiritual things of God? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He's saying all these other things will be what? Added. Am I right? See? He's blessing somebody right now. Praise God. He's encouraging on this prayer line. On this blog talk here. Got me thinking about the prayer line. You know why? Because I believe in prayer. I mean, no prayer change things. Do you know when our Lord and our Savior was not teaching or preaching to the people, he stole away and he was in prayer, talking to his Father. Amen. Praise God. Prayer changed things. Prayer changes conditions. Prayer will open doors. Prayer will make a way out of no ways for you. Amen. Jesus himself said, man shall always pray and not faint. That faint means don't stop, don't quit. Man. He's always there. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man open up, he said, he'll come in. Get right back to what we're talking about, amen, that communication. Man, Prayer is a communication to heaven door, and his line is never busy. In our society today, if we want an emergency call, we dial 911. Am I right? If we want our emergency, praise God, to get to our Lord and our Savior, all we say is Jesus. And he say his ears is open. He is very swift in answering prayer. He declared in Isaiah 65 and 24, while we yet calling, he said he will answer. He said, while we yet speaking, he said he will hear. Oh, he's here. He's everywhere, all at the same time. If he was God back then and sanctified marriage, he's doing the same thing now. Don't care how dark it gets. Behind every dark cloud, the sun will shine. Come on. Look to the hills from which coming your help. He didn't say twiddle your fingers. You're not going to get in no pity party with you now. You want God to move on your behalf? I double dare you to show him some faith. Step out on his word. And he'll do it. He says, eyes go to and fro, up and down in the earth, looking for faith in the earth. Are you a believer today? And you do is ask him, say, Lord, strengthen my faith, increase it. He says, if you just have faith as a mustard seed, And we all know a mustard seed is a very, very small, tiny little seed. But if you plant it, look what it produces. So you trust God for his word. That's what you do. You trust him for his word. If he spoke it, he's able to perform it because he is God. See, he did it back then. He always brought people faith when they said, Lord, have mercy. He asked them sometime, do you believe I can do this? You know what they said? Say, yes, Lord, I believe that you can do it. Sometimes he didn't lay hands. He said, go. That faith had made you whole. Ain't God all right? See? You got to speak it. I'm reminded when he was standing on the seashore and the people came and wanted to hear him minister word. And he got over in Simon Peter's boat and started ministering to the people. And tell me they had been out in toil all night and had caught nothing. And the Lord said this. Say, launch out into the deep. Somebody need to get around the shallow water. 2020, hello. You've been around there anchor deep. Now it's time now to launch out. And he said, cast your net on the right side. It's something about that right side. Am I right? I feel this thing. Ain't God good? Peter made this statement, said, Lord, we on tall all night and caught nothing. I don't know who I'm talking to today. All the way down to 2019, you've been Amen. Been promised to you. It may be your health, it may be finance, it may be your marriage, it may be your children, or whatever. Hold on just a little while longer. Your breakthrough is at the door. And Peter said these words. said, we done toil all night. He said, but nevertheless, at thy word. Come on, somebody. You got to take the Lord for his word. He said, I do it. When he cast that net on the right side, said it had so many fish they had to beg for help. God want to give you an overflow for 2020. Huh? Breakout year. This year, 2020 will be a year of breakout. A year of release. Release of change. Oh, blessings coming from the east, west, north, and the south that you won't have room to receive it. You don't have to wait till the battle is over. You can start shouting now. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Come on. Help me, somebody. Amen. Oh. Got to learn how to praise him right there in the midst. Say it like Peter said. Oh, I done been through all the way down to I got one more week, Lord, and they still ain't saw nothing. But nevertheless, at your word. Lord, I'm going to believe you for your word. And 2020 is going to be the year of breakout, of release. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Ain't you glad about it today? So he's the same God. See, his word is in the atmosphere. And he had give us power, give us authority over every devil and imp in hell. Praise God. And he said, what I do for one, I do for all. You have no respected person. Am I right? Praise the Lord. That's why we don't have to be jealous of one another, envy of one another, backbiting one another. He says it's his will that every family in the earth be blessed. That includes your family. That includes my family. Come on, somebody. We look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. For there is no God like thee. Oh, we serve a mighty, mighty, awesome God. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. There is nothing too hard for him, nothing that he cannot do. Praise God. How many know that he took a strike for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases? Oh, he said, Jesus can't fail. He said, I had power to lay my life down, and I got power to pick it up again. He is God. Like I said, I know yesterday, man, we serve a God that made the heaven and then the earth and everything in it. And why is it so hard for people to believe that he cannot make himself a son? Separated himself from the Godhead. Planted his seed into a woman. Virgin woman. Came into a low world. Praise God. Mary had him, but the baby, amen, gave life to the world. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? And walked on this earth like you and I. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Oh, we serve an awesome God. He's so high, you can't get open. He's so wide, you cannot get around him. He's so low, you can't get under. He is the door. Amen. If you want to get from earth to glory or wherever you're at today, to get to the kingdom land, you got to go through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. no man come unto the Father but by me. Goodness is not going to get you in. Good deeds not going to get you in. It's only one way you can get from earth to glory. He had to make that clear with Nicodemus. When Nicodemus came to him at night, knocked on the back door, because he didn't want nobody to see him, had his Columbo outfit on, so he couldn't be recognized. Had a conversation with the Lord. He said, Master, I know that you come from God, because no man can do these things that you do except God be with you. He had that much sense to him. A man born blind, and he opened up his eyes. Come on, somebody. Never was done on the earth. Leprosy, and he healed leprosy. A man laying in the grave 4 days and four nights, and he called his name, and he brought him back from the dead. That was the three signs that let the Jewish nation know that the Messiah, which is called Christ, would be on the earth. Ain't you glad about it? And he's doing the same thing today. But he give us that power. He give us that authority to do the same thing. Praise God. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. Amen. He said, as many of you as believe on his name, he give you power to be the sons of God. Oh, he's awesome. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad you're on the Lord's side? I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. It's enough to make you shout right there. Amen. Oh, he may not come when we call, but he always on time. How many know he's never late?
Never late.
Praise God. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, he said, he'll come in. He said, he'll set with you and you with him. Praise God. Have a little talk with the Lord. Talk with him. Amen. That's what prayer is. It's a communication. It's a conversation. Just like I'm talking to you now. As it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Talk to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. His line is open. How many know his thousands all over the world lean on him? And he will never, never, never give away. And guess what? His line ain't never busy. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Thank God for this time of year. Thank God that, praise God, he's moving. Praise the Lord. We honor you. We honor the Lord. Because he is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Man, I thank God, amen, it is so peaceful. Look at how the whole world, from the east, west, north, and the south, in this universe, acknowledge our Lord and our Savior's birthday. Everything closed down. Deacon Mike, ain't that something? Lord, I thank you. Oh, you have a way that is mighty sweet. Thank you, Jesus, for your birthday. Do you love him? I heard one. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
All right. God bless you. God bless you today. Amen. We love you. We love you. Praise God, may heaven continue to smile on you. Amen. But read the Songs of Solomon and the Songs of Songs. Amen. They compare together. Amen. About a marriage, about a relationship. Amen. Of how God dealt with marriage and also with, amen, his people. You can tie both of them together. And he deal with us today. Why? He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We just thank God. We love you. Amen. And men want to say, man, keep the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ in your rest of your holiday. Amen. And man, boy, we had a beautiful time on yesterday, I tell you, the Lord. Amen. And yet moving. Amen. And we are looking for all our upcoming services. Amen. And God will put his stamp or approve on it. Bless us spiritually, financially, and materially. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And he's doing great things for you. Amen. Praise God. He have brought you thus far. Amen. And his grace and mercy is able to carry you on. Praise God. He's always there. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop, love you. But Jesus, love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Bishop Porter and Deacon Michael. But I would like to come to you from Romans chapter 12. And it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, that he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, abhorred that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. And, you know, we heard love, we heard unity. The Song of Solomon, you know, was about love. And just like God loved the church, there is love in marriage. And when you look at the word love, it said an intense feeling of deep affection. Okay? God have deep affection for us, that he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. He raised up from the dead for us, to draw us closer to him. When you hear about God, you hear about love. When you hear about God, you hear about unity. Love and unity goes hand in hand. And just like you talk about marriage, there's unity, there is love, in the church is the same. You're supposed to have love and unity. You can't have one without the other. Just like the Father is one, we have to be one. We are the church. We can't do anything without God. And I looked up that word, dissimulation, to see what it meant. And it said to hide under a false appearance. And it said, let love be without dissimulation. Same thing we were saying yesterday. You love. Are you loving unconditionally? Are you loving with the God love, or are you loving with just man-made love of what someone can give you? Is that the kind of love that you have, you know, appearing under that false appearance? You know, you only love someone because of that. And then, you know, I also been hearing, you know, that 2020, going into that new year with perfect vision, that's what 2020 is. Like you heard Pastor say earlier in the broadcast, you know, 2020 vision. Do we have 2020 vision today? Just like we're rolling into 2020 with that 2020 vision, we are to roll into 2020 with that perfect love like God has for us. Let our words and our actions be as one. Let's not separate it. Let us treat one another with love, kindness, and see with that 2020 vision today. I just thank God for the year. I thank God for everything that He has done for me. Even when I was weary, even when you feel unloved, I thank God for the love. I thank God for unity. And I thank God for the people that He surrounded me with that wasn't showing it under false appearances. So today, you know, as we talk about love and unity, as we look back everything, thank God today. Let us self-examine ourselves more so, because time is winding up. I just thank God for the opportunity just to thank Him each and every day. I thank Him for just waking me up in the morning, waking my loved ones up. And prayer is that communication with God, having that relationship with God that you can talk to Him. It doesn't matter what time it is, you can talk to Him. You have that direct line to Him. You hooked in to the right socket. You hooked into the right source. Jesus is our source. So today, be mindful. Thank God. Let us operate more in love and unity than in hatred and division today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. At 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that call-in number is 218-548-6746. code 3333#. Again, that's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Again, we here at Time to Talk About It would like to thank you, each and every listener that listen, you know, on whatever devices that you're listening, those that call in and participate, we like to thank you. We appreciate you for your service. We appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you for participating. And we appreciate you for supporting us, whether in prayer or financially. We thank you. May God continue to bless you. You would like to continue helping us support this broadcast, you can visit us at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. Again, that's LogianInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed and hope to see you for the new year.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying, God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.